Well, as promised, we are about to continue our quest to become code crackers. No codes, slow codes, and show codes. While researching hospital color codes, I came upon this little known code called the slow code, or the show code, or the Hollywood code, the light blue code, the partial code. And it refers to the practice in a hospital or other medical center to purposely respond slowly or incompletely to a patient in cardiac arrest, particularly in situations where CPR is of no medical benefit or where a medical response is medically futile, but it's faked for the comfort of the patient's family and loved ones. Slow codes and show codes are forms of symbolic resuscitation. A slow code is an act performed by the healthcare providers that resembles CPR, yet is not the full effort of resuscitation, while a show code is a short and vigorous resuscitation performed to benefit the family while minimizing harm to the patient. Sometimes a patient with severe dementia or a terminal disease, such as cancer, goes into cardiac arrest. The doctors think that resuscitation would be useless, that an aggressive intervention would provide only a temporary reprieve or perhaps more suffering. And when the patient or his or her representative has not provided a do not resuscitate order, that is when doctors and staff may call a code, but they'll respond slowly. And this refers specifically to CPR and the do not resuscitate form known as the DNR. CPR stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation, and CPR uses mouth-to-mouth or machine breathing and chest compressions to restore the work of the heart and the lungs when someone's heart or breathing is stopped. It is an emergency rescue technique that was developed to save the life of people who are generally in good health. Advanced CPR offers additional interventions, which can include intubation, which is the insertion of a tube into the mouth or nose to help with breathing, mechanical ventilation, which is the use of a machine to move air into the lungs, medications given through a vein, drugs can help with blood pressure regulation, heart rhythm, and blood flow, and cardioversion, the use of a controlled electric shock to change heart rhythm. Now, your choice of code status is not included in your living will or any of your other advanced medical directives. It refers only to resuscitation. Unlike other advanced directives that are written and signed by you as the individual, such as the living will or the durable power of attorney for healthcare, a DNR, the do not resuscitate order, must be completed and signed by the doctor or other healthcare provider, such as a hospice nurse practitioner. Once completed, that DNR order is added to your medical record. So DNR, or a no code, does not mean do not treat. You are not saying that you don't want everything that can be done if you have a DNR order in place. You may want other life-sustaining treatments, just not CPR. The only thing that a DNR order means is that if you suffer a cardiac arrest, you are not to have CPR, and that is valid for that particular hospital admission. Now, I read this sad piece at allnurses.com that highlights what I'm saying here. It was under the heading of Great Nursing, Nursing Issues on Patient Safety, called The Slow Code by The Commuter, a senior moderator, December 5th, 2012. This person writes, "I've been a nurse for only 7 years. However, certain events and situations will remain embedded in my memory for the rest of my life. One of those events took place during my first year of nursing practice when I was employed at a long-term care facility. A code blue was announced through the overhead paging system, along with a room number. Since the facility had no designated code team, any healthcare employee who were located nearby were expected to respond. I dutifully ran to the room and entered a scene that was filled with disorder. An elderly male patient was lying on the floor adjacent to his bed in a supine position. His body was cyanotic, but still warm. His nurse states that he has been chatting with him less than 30 minutes ago. No rise and fall of his chest was noted. All pulses were absent. This clinically dead man was a full code, yet the multiple people in the room were moving with a disturbingly unhurried pace. I immediately started chest compressions. A nurse with more than 20 years of experience, glanced at me with a smile and said sternly, "Give it up. Don't waste your energy. Wait until the EMS gets here. Then act as if you're doing something in front of them." She ended her statement with a quiet giggle as the house supervisor stood over me, grinned, and nodded in agreement. I continued pounding on the man's chest and could feel his osteoporotic ribs cracking with each compression. EMS personnel and the city fire rescue squads arrived less than 10 minutes later to take over the resuscitation efforts. Approximately 30 seconds before the EMS staff entered the room, my coworkers began putting on the show and pretended to exert an all-out effort to save the patient, aka the show code or the Hollywood code. Since EMS has their own documentation, I suppose my peers wanted to appear busy to avoid potential liability later down the line. There was a bit more to that, but that's the end of what I'm going to read that this nurse wrote. So I have to ask, do situations arise where a slow code would ever be justified? Are slow codes ethical? What if the patient was being kept alive by technology alone? As a moral decision, should he or she be allowed to die? Or what if the chronic disease the patient suffered from was beyond the resources of internal medicine and the use of technology to prolong the patient's life was a waste of time and effort? Or what if the patient specifically requested no such intervention? Shouldn't the patient decide how she or he wants to live or die? Then again, if the patient has decided that he or she wants everything done, the hospital staff should fulfill that request. Obviously, lots of moral, ethical, and legal ramifications to the slow code. If a slow code or a show code is performed, is that documented in the patient's chart? Also a note that some hospitals have policies stating that do not resuscitate patients are not to be admitted to the intensive care units. More than likely, you would not be told of this policy and the patient is sent to a floor with a lower level of care. And in order to be treated, you would need to be moved to a hospital that has no such policy. So I guess we should ask your physician about the policies at your local hospitals. And let me throw this into the mix, the chemical code. A chemical code means that a patient wants to be treated with medications only. In some hospitals, this means that no other procedures, CPR, insertion of tubes, invasive procedures, or other therapies are to be used. But the problem with this approach is that most medications cannot be given to the patient effectively without using these two procedures. So it sounds like there's just so much confusion about these slow codes, no codes, show codes, Hollywood codes. Slow codes point to two failures. One is a failure on the part of the medical staff to communicate with the family and the patient. Every doctor or nurse should ask the patient right up front about their current wishes for CPR and execute a DNR form. And for heaven's sakes, explain it well. Don't just ask, "Do you have a DNR?" Who knows what that means? Most people do not know that it only refers to CPR. Have the conversation with both the patient and the family members so no one has to play God. And the second failure is a failure on your part as the patient, not to have educated yourself and your family about your wishes for end-of-life care. Slow code stresses the need for you to have a conversation based on a sound understanding of care choices and the realities that you may face at the end of life. Remember, the DNR orders, the do not resuscitate orders, are a physician's order. The physician must be involved to write it and change it. And the health personnel can only follow a DNR order if they know one exists. So therefore, it's important to notify your doctors, nurses, caregivers, and family members if you prefer to avoid CPR. Today's conversation about slow codes clearly indicates the need for more and better end-of-life conversations between ourselves, family members, and healthcare providers. Why allow someone else to make this final decision for you? Talk about the slow code or the Hollywood code today. Slow code is an element of end-of-life care in this country. The public is largely unaware of the practice. It's often imposed upon patients without their consent or knowledge. There are no laws governing it, and research have collected no data. It's like the Wild West. So I have a few suggestions. The first is to have all of your other advanced directives in place, power of attorney for healthcare decisions, your living will, and so on. And if you're in the Cleveland area, please have a consultation with the attorneys at Schraff and King. They've been sponsors of this program almost since the beginning of time, and only because I agree that they can do a good job for you. Don't go it alone. You need people who have the training and background to know the laws and know how to properly execute these important documents for you. Their number is 440-585-1600. 440-585-1600. And finally, unless you'd like your final breath to be likened to a Hollywood production, give this some thought today. Have conversations now and insist upon full disclosure about your diagnosis. Demand informed consent and real understanding between you and your healthcare providers at the very onset of each and every hospital admission. Talk about the Do Not Resuscitate form and your choices. You may not want CPR or chemicals and prefer to pass naturally. That's your choice. You may want all measures taken at all cost. That is also your choice, and no one other than you should be able to make it. No codes, slow codes, and show codes? Now you know, and you heard about it here on Speak Up and Stay Alive.